This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark. On the show this morning, we have with us Kevin Basner, CEO of A&W Restaurants. Thank you very much for joining us on the show, Kevin.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning.
So A&W is a very recognizable name here in Malaysia. I think a lot of our listeners will have spent their childhoods in A&W since it was one of the first fast food chains. It's also recently been confirmed that the iconic A&W outlet in PJ will be shutting down this year, the end of an era. But not an end for A&W, because on a global scale, A&W has recently celebrated its 100-year anniversary. So congratulations to you on that. But as you head into your second century of life as a fast food brand, A&W looks to be on an expansion drive. So perhaps you could start off by telling us a bit about that. You know, where will you be focusing your efforts most?
The group I'm with, we acquired the business about 8 years ago. And we spent the first 5-6 years just stabilizing the business, focusing on the current business, stabilizing it, and getting ourselves ready for growth, creating a strong foundation in which to grow from. So in the last 3 years, really, we've been putting infrastructure in place to start to grow the business. We've improved the economic model, the unit economic model, which is what ultimately is the foundation for growth. And so we've begun to grow the business again, really for the first time in over a decade, that A&W is starting to grow again. And we're looking throughout the region here, ASEAN region, and throughout the United States to now begin to accelerate that growth. We're getting a lot of interest from the consumer and a lot of interest from franchise partners throughout the region and throughout the U.S. to open new outlets. So that's one of our primary focuses, in addition to continuing to focus on the core business and making sure we're delivering a quality product to our consumers.
And so you, Kevin, you've also been in this business for most of your career.
Yes.
So a lot of it with A&W and then briefly as a consultant before coming back to the business.
That's correct.
So yeah. Over that time, how have you seen consumer behavior change? Because, I mean, we have seen certain kind of a shift, I think, in broader consumer trends. So the industry likes to speak about is a shift towards healthier or more upscale fast foods. For example, gourmet burgers or even the Pret A Manger chain in the UK, right? So a sandwich shop, which would ordinarily be considered fast food, and yet they offer a wide variety of diverse, healthy options. So how do you see this change, and is it making the operating environment for a name like A&W more difficult?
Well, you know, there's a lot of competition, and competition is healthy. And for us, it was really determining our lane. What is our lane? Where can we be successful? And with our history, with our 100-year history, there's a lot of consumer memories. And the consumer is coming to us, and what they want from us are the standard A&W products in which they grew up with, if you may. And so one of our biggest challenges is satisfying that consumer with today's new consumer and the younger generation.
So bridging the gap between these two groups.
Bridging the gap. And the competition is fierce in the food industry. And quality is really our primary value proposition. We believe very strongly, I believe very strongly, that value is a long-term, quality is a long-term value proposition, as opposed to severely discounted pricing. So quality is our initiative. So getting into more freshly prepared products as opposed to frozen, et cetera, is really where we're going with it. As far as the healthy component of it,
mm-hmm.
There are opportunities in our space, in our lane, to get into more of a healthier product. But honestly, the consumer is looking to us for that treat occasion. as opposed to the health. They're not looking, they're not thinking about A&W when they're thinking about going to have a salad. What they're thinking about A&W is to treat themselves.
So when you say you're trying to kind of find the balance between these two different kinds of consumer groups, so the longtime nostalgic A&W consumer and a new younger consumer demographic perhaps, let's just talk about it in terms of product spread, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of a percentage would you be seeing targeted towards these individual groups going forward?
Well, what we're seeing is that let's call it the older my generation, right, that is wanting to share the experiences that they remember from their childhood with their children and their grandchildren. So it crosses generation. What we're looking at crossing generation, and from a product standpoint, so it's getting a little bit more innovative in terms of taste profile, spice levels. Today's consumer is a little bit more adventurous in their desire for products in terms of flavor profiles. In terms of specific products, I mean, one of the big things in the industry today are the plant-based products.
Yes, and A&W has had a plant-based product in Canada, the Beyond Burger.
Yes, A&W Canada has been started with the Beyond Burger as a promotional product, and it was so popular that it made its way onto the permanent menu. Mm-hmm. We are currently testing the same product actually in the U.S. market with fairly positive results. I wouldn't say tremendous success yet. We've just started to roll it out. The consumer is accepting it. And what we're finding with that product is not so much a vegetarian mm-hmm. consumer. What we're finding this is in the U.S. What we're finding in the U.S. is that we have a percentage of consumers, old and young, it skews a little bit younger, that are looking to consume less red meat.
On environmental concerns, is that
environmental
right?
Concerns and health concerns,
okay.
Both. And so they're really looking, they're not really looking for a vegetarian product necessarily. They're looking for a meatless product because they're looking to reduce their consumption of red meat. And that was actually fairly surprising to us.
Hmm.
When we're finding it's also a new customer for us. So we're excited about the tests that we're running right now, and we'll see. We'll see what we do with it in other markets
okay.
based on availability. Right?
So do you anticipate that this product will be rolled out to the Asian region, the Malaysian market, perhaps anytime soon?
No time soon. There's an issue today with the supply chain relative to getting enough supply in order to feed the demand, if you may. And also, you know, with different government regulations in terms of food products, in terms of importation, all that. There's a lot of logistics that need to be worked out. So I wouldn't say anytime soon, but I would certainly say that at some point we'll be testing it in the region.
So when you say supply chain issues, would that be on A&W's part, or would that be on the part of the suppliers of the plant-based meat patties?
It's really on the suppliers of the plant-based meat
okay.
patties. The demand is stronger than the supply.
All right. Because and this is interesting because McDonald's has also started testing a plant-based meat patty burger, the PLT, so plant, lettuce, and tomato in Canada. And there have been reactions to that, and people have been soliciting answers from the plant-based meat players like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat. And Beyond Meat have said that they do actually have the capability to deal with demand on a global scale. Is this not the case with your supplier?
Well, we are using Beyond Meat,
mm-hmm.
Impossible Burger, which is has recently come out and said that they cannot meet the demand.
Yes.
Beyond Meat says that they can scale up. Now, they just did a round of funding in order to increase their capacity. I think the plan with McDonald's right now is a scheduled scaled rollout once they get through the test. So they're really only responding to an expanded test for McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Being able to supply McDonald's and others such as ourselves globally is going to be a whole different. They just really have to scale up the production, and it's really not there yet. But they've raised capital, and they're building facilities as quickly as they can in order to meet that demand.
So, do you think you'll be able to beat McDonald's to a global market in terms of these plant-based burgers?
Well, we beat them in Canada. We beat them in Canada, and we're testing in the U.S., and they have yet to test the product in the U.S. So,
All right. You
know, and we have a relationship with Beyond Meat, and they have assured us in the U.S. at this point that they can meet our demand. We have yet to have the conversations with them outside of the U.S.
Okay. But just to touch on something that you mentioned earlier, consumers nowadays have rather more adventurous taste buds than perhaps consumers in the past. So if you try to cater towards that more adventurous taste profile, how do you balance that against your tagline, which is all American food? Mm-hmm. You know, because when you say all American food, there is a certain image of, you know, the burgers and the fries and your soft drink. Is this idea of an all American food changing, do you think?
Well, yes, it is changing. And the all-American food nomenclature for A&W is to burgers and the conies and fries, you know, all-American favorites. And the American consumer has become, you know, more adventurous as well. So, for example, here in Malaysia, we introduced 2 or 3 years ago, we introduced, in addition to our golden aroma chicken, we introduced a spicy chicken. Okay. Mm-hmm. And our sales of the spicy chicken are now outweighing our original recipe, golden aroma chicken. And we do similar in the U.S. And we're doing similar things with less in products and more in spices and sauces.
I see. All right. And we're going to be continuing our conversation about A&W's expansion in just a little while. I've been speaking with Kevin Basner, CEO of A&W Restaurants, here on The Breakfast Grill. Stay tuned for more after this, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm speaking with Kevin Basner, CEO of A&W Restaurants. Now, earlier, Kevin, we were talking a bit about A&W's expansion since it was acquired by a different group about 8 years ago. And A&W is really ramping up its plans on a global scale. So now I'd just like to ask you about the competition, because you alluded to the fact that the food industry is a very competitive one in the first half of this interview. And A&W is up against big names like McDonald's and KFC. Once upon a time, A&W was the first fast food chain here in Malaysia and in Singapore, in this region. But since then, it's been overtaken. So how do you plan to make that mark once again now as you start to expand, as you head into your second century of life?
The second century, that has a very nice ring to it, would be the first QSR restaurant business in second century. And we're coining ourselves as the second century growth brand. And while it's true that A&W was the first fast food here in Malaysia, as well as in Singapore, Okinawa, Japan, the Philippines, we were first. And unfortunately, over the last 2 decades, really, the ownership of the brand really lost, both here in Malaysia and globally, really lost focus because of other businesses, diversification, and they really lost focus on the brand. And that was why the group that I'm with, and it's really a group of our franchise partners that acquired the business 8 years ago from Yum Brands and began to focus on, one, was solidifying and stabilizing the existing business and then starting to put infrastructure together for growth, which we've done over the 8 years. So now we're growing the business again. And really, how do we compete with the likes of McDonald's and the likes of KFC, which are gigantic compared to us? And for us, it's really sticking to our heritage. We were first. the consumers here in Malaysia and throughout the region, they know that. And same thing in the U.S. They know we were first. And what I find as I visit the markets and as I talk to consumers, as I travel, is they're really rooting for us to come back. They really want us to come back. And so while we don't expect to get to the scale of a McDonald's or the scale of KFC today, our growth plans are very measured. We want the outlets to be successful. We want to be able to serve quality to the consumer. And so we don't want to expand too quickly. It's going to be in a measured way. To expand, and there is room for the brand in spite of the heavy competition. Those memories, that heritage, and our quality position that we're taking in terms of executing every day, there is room for it with the consumer. They are rooting for our success, and we will not disappoint them.
But I mean, the nostalgia factor only goes so far, right? Because when you talk about your expansion, you know, how much are you planning to expand? Like, how many stores are you planning to add to your current stable? Because A&W currently has just under 1,000 restaurants worldwide. You compare that to the scale of McDonald's and KFC. McDonald's has 36,000 stores nationwide, and KFC has 49,000. So A&W has realistically only a very small percentage of the industry's market share. So what exactly are your plans in terms of how much more of a market share you intend to steal from the existing players already here?
Well, you know, to get to the 30 or 40,000 locations, as you've stated, from slightly less than 1,000 is a monumental task. There's no question about it. For us, though, as I said, a measured growth plan. We're looking to add 50 to 60 in the current year, 50 to 60 new locations globally. In addition to the base that we have today, and then begin to slowly ramp that up over time.
And when you say 50 or 60 locations, are they concentrated in any particular regions?
Well, yes, the U.S. And ASEAN. We're focused on the markets we're in now, which is here in Malaysia, Singapore, which we just re-entered last year after a 16-year absence from Singapore. Indonesia, Thailand, Okinawa, Japan, those are our core markets. And then we're looking throughout the ASEAN region. So Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, markets that we're focused on and stay here in the ASEAN region for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you also touched on the fact that the group that that acquired A&W from Yum Brands was a group of franchises.
That's correct.
Right? So since then, A&W has very interestingly implemented a slightly different business model. So you are more of a franchisee-led business model now when it comes to decisions, isn't that right?
That's correct. Our franchise partners in the U.S. And here in the region, in ASEAN region, are involved in every decision that impacts the restaurant. This is the organization is led by operators that know how to execute at the store level. So any initiative we do passes through that filter of operators, and can it be executed in the store? And their feedback in terms of the consumer demand and the consumer expectations is invaluable. And this group of investors, the group of franchisees that got together, they got together to acquire the business 8 years ago, really to protect their interest as franchisees over the long term, as opposed to seeing the company go with another corporation, another public entity that perhaps we would get lost again in the shuffle of their other businesses. So we have a group now that is focused solely on the A&W business for the long term.
But wouldn't that be somewhat cumbersome in terms of decision making? Because there is, I guess, such a thing as too much democracy when it comes to business decisions, right?
Well, that's a very good point. It is cumbersome. We have to do a little bit more advanced planning in order to get all the voices in. And while it is a democracy, and democracies are a little bit messy, okay. In our case, we like to say everyone gets gets a voice, but not necessarily all voices are created equal. At some point in time, a decision needs to be made, and not everyone's going to be satisfied. But we find we make better decisions when we get the input from our franchise partners. And while we can never satisfy everyone with a decision, the fact that the voices are heard is a positive factor.
All right. So now I'd just like to bring it back to A&W, particularly as it applies here in Malaysia. Now, similar to A&W restaurants on the global scale, A&W Malaysia has also fairly recently changed hands in terms of your franchise, the franchise here.
That's correct.
I'd just like your take on it and kind of what plans you see coming into play here in the Malaysian market.
Yes, the current group acquired the business not quite 2 years ago. From the previous group, whom had diversified interest, were not really focused on the business. The group that today that has the business is very focused and, in fact, have entered into a development agreement with us that they've committed to opening 75 new locations over the next 5 years. So we currently have 49 locations. I believe number 50 is under development as we speak. And they have a commitment to open another 75. So that's another 15 locations on average per year over the next 5 years, which will get us to roughly 125 locations. Now, again, it is still, you know, not quite the scale of our larger competitors, but once we get to 100 locations, we get to 125 locations, that would make us the third largest player in the market. And that's our five-year goal here in Malaysia.
Okay. I mean, but how confident are you in their ability, A&W Malaysia's ability to execute that ambitious plan that you laid out? Because, I mean, we pulled up some of their numbers and they did fall into the red at the end of last year for the first time.
Now, very good question. We're very confident in it, and because they've made the investments, and the reason for their losses in the past year, really because of investments that they're making in the infrastructure that they have today, in order to strengthen the base to grow on. So they've increased the complement in the numbers of managers that they have per outlet, so that they provide better service and better quality product to the consumer, and are developing a bench in which to open new locations. So they've made a strategic investment in the infrastructure of the business to get prepared for growth. They've opened a number of new outlets. They have 18 or 20 new locations today in the pipeline with the financing in place in order to execute it. So we are very confident in the current partnership. That they do have the ability to both in terms of manpower and in terms of capital to execute the strategy. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have that confidence.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning on the show, Kevin. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Well, thank you. I look forward to meeting again.
I've been speaking with Kevin Basner, CEO of A&W Restaurants. And this has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark for The Morning Run at BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.